Tat Vam Darshan, September 5th, 2010. Anada Ekadasi. Bhagavan Sri Krishna describes the glories of Anada Ekadasi in Vramanda Vaivart Puran. O King Yudhisthira, said Lord Krishna, this is Anada Ekadasi, removes all one's sins. One who observes this vow of Ekadasi and worships Lord Rishikesh, the controller of the senses, becomes free from the reactions of his sinful activities. Long ago there was an emperor, Harishchandra, truthful and honest, but somehow he lost his kingdom because of some unknown deeds and he had to keep his promise. He became so unfortunate that he had to sell his wife and his son. Although he was a very pious and religious emperor, by somehow or other, he ended up becoming the servant of a chandala, a dog eater. Still, he never gave up his attachment and faith and truthfulness. He was a believer that the truth is God. God is truth, the absolute truth. In all circumstances, one should tell the truth. Truth is the highest virtue. Harishchandra was ordered by his dog-eating master to go to the cremation ground and accept cloth from dead bodies as his salary. That was his pay. He would work all day for the chandala master, chandala boss, and then he would collect some half-burned or just discarded cloth in the cremation ground and use that as his salary. Although the former emperor, Harishchandra, had fallen to such low-class, despicable seva, he did not give up his vow of truthfulness, nor did he abandon the proper code of conduct. And he passed many years. One day he meditated about his condition. What should I do and where should I go? How should I be delivered from this suffering? The great sage Gotama Rishi once came and met the former emperor, now slave, Harishchandra. The former king Harishchandra received the sage with great respect, considering that Brahma had created the brahmanas and rishis for the benefit of others. King Harishchandra narrated his pitiful story to Gotam Rishi. Astonished, the king replied, O king, coming up soon is an extremely auspicious day called Anada Ekadasi. It removes all sins. It's your fortune that's coming very soon. Fast on Anada Ekadasi and stay awake all night. Upavas and Jagran. As a result of the punya and sukriti and religious merit that one will get by observing this Ekadasi, all your sinful reactions for which you're suffering will soon be eliminated. O best of king, only because of your great virtues I have come here to meet you. After advising the king, Rishi Gotam left. King Harishchandra observed Anada Ekadasi strictly and became liberated from his sinful reactions. Krishna concluded his story saying, O Singharaj Yudhisthira, the amazing prabhav of Anada Ekadasi is that one immediately exhausts the sufferings that he was destined to suffer for many, many years. The Anada Ekadasi prabhav, the effect of this Ekadasi is that King Harishchandra regained his wife and his son who had formerly died became alive again. The demigods congratulated Harishchandra by playing dundavi drums and showering flowers from the sky. By the power of observing this Ekadasi, King Harishchandra enjoyed the fruits of regaining back his kingdom without any obstacles. Eventually, King Harishchandra ascended to the spiritual world with his relatives, associates, and subjects. Anyone who hears this Ekadasi Mahatmyam will become free from all sins and go to the spiritual world. By reading or hearing the glories of Ananda Ekadasi, one obtains the phal of a Ashwamedha Yajna. Of course, the Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, they observe Ekadasi only to please the Supreme Lord Krishna. Ekadashi vratam nama sarva kama phala pradam kartavyam sarvada viprer Vishnu prinana karanam. Brahmanas should always observe Ekadashi to please Lord Vishnu, for this fulfills all one's desires. Therefore, everyone should observe the vow of Ekadashi for the purpose of satisfying the Lord. If Lord Vishnu is satisfied with one's activities, then automatically happiness and prosperity will come to one. Another name of Ekadasi is Harivasara, because the main purpose of observing Ekadasi is to please fully Lord Hari with all of one's senses. In other words, one should try to please Lord Hari and the devotees of Hari, give up all kinds of household activities and sense gratification, and Harivas, live near the Lord for the purpose of serving Him and pleasing Him. The principal purpose of all these devotional practices that we practice is to achieve love of God. We don't practice Ekadashi, Vrata, or other limbs of bhakti to achieve material sense gratification or for protecting the self-interest of our gross or subtle bodies. This limb of bhakti, known as Ekadasi fasting, is one of the principles of devotional service.